You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
KMOX continues our look at turmoil in the St. Louis School District this morning. Earlier this week, teachers overwhelmingly declared no confidence in the current superintendent. I reached out to Michael Hinojosa, superintendent in residence for the Council of Great City Schools. It's a trade organization of the 80 largest and most urban districts in America, and it includes St. Louis Public Schools. I intended to talk to Hinojosa about the training that he provides up-and-coming superintendents, but found out he has some very definite views about what's happening here in St. Louis. I asked what happens when there is high turnover of superintendents.
It creates total dysfunction. And just because someone stays for a long time doesn't guarantee success. But what does guarantee chaos is consistent turnover, because every person comes in with their own ideas, their own budget, their own strategy, their own people. And you saw it play out. The only time you guys had some peace was when Kelvin was there for so long, first as a state appointed and then later by the elected board. But it didn't take long after he left for it to kind of go back to the old ways. And I've been a superintendent for 27 years and 13 in Dallas. So I remember the time when Kansas City had like 10 superintendents in 10 years. That does not inspire confidence, and it strategy changes. Everything changes when that kind of turnover occurs.
What are we not getting right when it comes to, for example, bringing in someone who's maybe been an assistant superintendent and putting them in that top role?
Well, really, you don't have a choice because there aren't that many people who want to do these jobs. Some people get the wrong training. The training that we give, by the way, for our institute, you can't apply for it. You have to be recommended by someone we trust, and we take you for a whole year. Lesson one is board relations. Session two is media and politics. Session three is labor relations and talent management. Session four is community relations and performance management. We don't get to teaching and learning till the fifth session. And a lot of these people who come into these jobs have been a chief academic officer or supervisor of schools. They've never dealt with a board. They never really had to deal with the unions. And they're just not prepared. And then some of them get some bad advice, like reassign everybody or bring all your people with you. That creates... One of my Hinojosas, when you do stuff like that, your friends come and go and your enemies accumulate. You know, every time you make one of those decisions, and especially if you do it quickly, you're just creating more havoc for yourself. You know, I didn't learn until I was my third superintendency that there's this triangle, the success triangle. The kids are in the middle, the school board's at the top, the staff is on one corner, and the other corner is the community. And you have to balance all three of those and to move them in the same direction. And you cannot alienate any of those in your first year and have any chance of survival.
In the case of St. Louis Public Schools, obviously it's been well documented that there were financial issues for our last superintendent, who was here only 14 months, Dr. Keisha Scarlett. Is that common for new or younger superintendents?
Yes, it is, unfortunately. So when we take this institute and we ask them, what are your liabilities? What are you good at? But then we ask them, what's your blind spot? Blind spot is always three things: board relations, finances, and labor relations. You know, and if you're hungry, humble, and smart as an educator, you can do almost any job in education except finances. You need to have some technical expertise. And almost everybody who rises to the position of superintendent did not come from the ops world. They don't understand government accounting. They don't understand auditing. And they're afraid of it. They're insecure about even asking questions about it.
I asked another guest this week about school boards and elected school boards and how much experience they bring. And if that isn't, you know, you mentioned that's one part of the triangle. Is that part of the issue as well? Maybe inexperience or inability to really have thorough oversight?
Yeah, a couple of things there. You know, for the first time in their careers, superintendents are being evaluated by people who know nothing about their technical expertise. And these are elected officials. And here's the other thing that a lot of people underestimate. As a superintendent, you deal with people's two most prized possessions, their money and their kids. So they're going to have an opinion. And everybody went to school. And so their version of school worked for them. And it hasn't worked for a lot of children. So those dynamics create a very volatile environment, which you guys have just seen with the powder keg that's happened over the last couple of years there.
Do school boards vet these candidates enough?
Yes, they do, and they hire firms to do it. But if the pool is so shallow, you know, and the urban districts are a little different. I was a suburban superintendent 3 times. And a lot of things that happen in the suburbs are the same things that happen in the city. But because you're a namesake of the great city of St. Louis, and there's media, there's politics, the governor knows who you are. So it's just a different job. And even if they vet them, and if they've come as an assistant from a district that wasn't a high-profile district, you know, that's just a whole new world. And if you're not prepared for it, you can certainly make some unforced errors.
What could have been done differently in St. Louis?
Well, I don't. They could have hired a better superintendent. I mean, a couple of the candidates, you know, had a little bit more experience. But I don't know. It was just one of those tragic situations. Like, when I was superintendent in Dallas, in the 1990s, we had 5 superintendents in 5 years, and one went to prison. And the community did not believe it. They ran from us. Then we had one superintendent there for 3 years and made the job doable. And then I was here for 13 years in 2 different terms. When you're there that long, and you're from the city, then you can figure out, you can anticipate the landmines that are coming around the corner. And, you know, what you need to do is go back to the stability that Kelvin had there when he was there for so long. And so I don't know, because the pool was so shallow during your search, you know, I don't know what could have gone, maybe gone better, unless they'd have gotten better candidates.
So right now, as you probably know, we're facing a situation where there is a new superintendent who was actually hired by the former superintendent. She served in an interim capacity before being made the superintendent. And now there is basically a vote of no confidence by the teachers union. What does that spell for this district?
It's not good news. I was a little surprised that the board went with her, although they wanted to calm things down. And she seemed like a good choice at the time. But, you know, and by the way, it's not just labor unions. I mean, that's a symptom of other issues. So it's not good. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. And that cannot, you know, that needs to be gotten under control.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Beyond programs like yours, where you're really working to train these superintendents, what's the solution for a district caught in this situation?
Yeah, there's really not many right now. Who's going to want to take that job if there's another opening? And what happens? So, you know, that's why we started this institute and to try to get people ready for it. Sometimes, you know, like it was very unpopular what happened in Houston. You know, the state superintendent, state commissioner took it over. There's a lot of controversy, but the improvement, achievement improved. And so, you know, public education is for the greater good. And the fact that the declining enrollment in St. Louis continues to occur. And we finally turned that corner in Dallas where we are because of our public school choice initiative. We started getting more families back in the district. So it's going to take some really important steps for that community to come together behind that school district.
Are you suggesting, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it almost sounds like you're suggesting that we may be facing another state takeover to try to turn this around?
I don't know your context. I don't know what the requirements are in your state, but it's usually governance, finances, or achievement. One of those things, or corruption, that a state can take over a school district. I'm not saying that's a panacea because very few state takeovers have actually worked, but it is an option. It is almost like the nuclear option, but you know, you want to try to trust your local elected officials and local community members and local staff members to make the difference. But it is what it is. It's not a good picture at this time. I always support local control. But there are exceptions when, you know, other situations must be considered. I'm certainly not advocating for it because I don't live in that community and I don't know it. But I've studied it long enough that something needs to be done.
If you had a child in this district, what questions would you be asking of the school board right now?
Yeah. When are we going to focus on student achievement? And how are we going to line up the system? And there are many districts that have overcome the issues of poverty. There's research on it now, but what you have to do, and, you know, education is a great equalizer. And so, let's stop the madness, let's stop the chaos, and make sure my kid can learn.
That is Michael Hinojosa, superintendent in residence for the Council of Great City Schools, which St. Louis City Public Schools are a member of.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.